KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, drizzle, and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise rain or rain and snow mixed through this afternoon, becoming all snow by this evening. A high around 34, less than 1/2 inch of snowfall is expected for today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In area news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County arrested two people Thursday evening. 56-year-old Gary Wayne Berger of Villisca was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. for domestic assault. And 54-year-old Christy Renee Harrell, also of Villisca, was arrested on a valid warrant out of Clay County for a probation violation. The pair were brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where they were being held on full bond. Icy roads caused an accident in Oneida Thursday morning. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, a Chrysler PT Cruiser driven by 58-year-old Terry Reinke of Oneida was traveling north on Chestnut Street at around 8:30 a.m. when the car went out of control on the slippery road. The vehicle struck a tree in the city right-of-way in the 700 block of Chestnut Street. The force of the impact caused the driver's side airbag to deploy. Oneida and Wyota Rescue responded to the scene. Reinke was not seriously hurt, and two children in her vehicle were checked for injuries by rescuers. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $4,000. A Red Oak woman was arrested Thursday morning on an assault charge. Red Oak police say 18-year-old Alyssa May Wilkins was arrested for simple assault at around 9:30 a.m. Wilkins was taken into custody at a residence in the 2000 block of North 8th Street and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on a $300 bond. Also in the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session this morning at the courthouse in Greenfield. And during their meeting, which begins at 9 a.m., the board will hear fiscal year 2017 funding requests from the local Department of Veterans Affairs, the county libraries, the county attorney, and the county fair board. They'll also hear from the county engineer with regard to various departmental matters before heading into a budget work session. During their meeting that they held Wednesday, the Adair County Board of Supervisors received 2017 funding requests from several organizations, including Home Care, the RC&D, Southern Iowa Council of Governments, Midwest Partnership, the Adair County Board of Health, and afterwards they also held a budget work session. Authorities say a Madison County jail inmate found unresponsive in his cell has died at a hospital. On Wednesday, the inmate was taken to the Madison County Hospital in Winterset. Sheriff Jason Barnes said the inmate died there later that day. He was identified as 33-year-old Joshua Barker of Winterset, who had been arrested Sunday on drugs and other charges. Barnes said the cause of Barker's death is unclear, but no foul play is suspected. State authorities are investigating. Iowa Western Community College will expand efforts to provide emergency financial assistance to students later this spring. The Daily Nonpareil reports a $59,500 grant from the Great Lakes Higher Education Guarantee Corporation was awarded last month to the college as part of the new DASH Emergency Grant Program through the Regional Education Foundation to improve college completion rates. Kerry Zimmer, Dean of Advising and Academic Success at Iowa Western, says small grants have already been made available to students on a limited basis through employee donations. The new program, which will total $72,000 beginning in March and run through the next two school years, will help students who are at risk of dropping out because of economic barriers. Students juggling the financial challenge of college, family, and other aspects of life can encounter unanticipated expenses, which Great Lakes said often are less than $500 and threaten their ability to continue attending class. A car repair, medical payment, or other expenses can make it a choice between continuing one's education or providing food and shelter. In a press release, Richard D. George, president and CEO of Great Lakes, said emergency grants are a bridge to college completion and the financial security a community college credential can provide. Iowa Western will provide matching funding of $20,000, along with a grant and administrative funding from Great Lakes. The college is working on software for students to apply online, and the program will be rolled out later in the spring semester. Also in the news this morning, just because it's winter doesn't mean you can't have fun at camp. Local children in grades K through 12 are invited to have some fun on a no-school day this January at Mammals R Us Day Camp, offered by Cass County Extension and the Cass County Conservation Board. The Mammals R Us is a fun half-day camp where kids will learn what makes a mammal, play games, and participate in hands-on activities and crafts to learn about mammal habits. A snack will be provided, and campers will go to an outdoor hike, adventure hike, to find mammal tracks. Youth in grades K through 2 can sign up for one of three sessions, Monday, January 18th from 9 a.m. to noon. or January 25th with sessions from 9 a.m. to noon or from 1 to 4 p.m. All the winter day camps will take place at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. There is no cost to attend, but pre-registration and a medical form are required for all campers, and remember to dress your children to go outdoors for a fun winter hike. Registration deadline is January 15th. You can call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132 to register your child. No registrations will be accepted after the registration deadline. In the funeral announcements, Marilyn Burmeister, age 83, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marilyn Burmeister will be this morning at 9 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Keith Kaltrider, age 82, of Atlantic and formerly of Casey, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Keith Kaltrider will be today at 10 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Teresa Getz, age 86, of Irwin, died January 1st at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Teresa Getz will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ellen Fielweber, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Ellen Fielweber will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Agnes Rose, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Agnes Rose will be today at 11 o'clock at Moffett Grove Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ryan Miranda, age 30, of Villisca, died Tuesday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Ryan Miranda will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Mike Pearson, age 62, of Oakland, died Tuesday at Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Mike Pearson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Stephen L. Peterson, age 60, of Carroll and formerly of Exira, died December 23rd. A gathering for Stephen Peterson will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home at Exira. Gerald Childs, age 78, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the VA Hospital in Washington, D.C. Graveside services for Gerald Childs will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Marcia Evans, age 81, who's formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Marcia Evans will be on January 15th at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Sandra Gallego, age 56, of Griswold, died Wednesday. Services for Sandra Gallego are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.